It's not his first time on the Tibbetts Opera House stage, but we're certainly glad to have him back. One night only, Thursday, August 21st, Michigan native Chelsea's Jeff Daniels, the movie star, TV star, is going to be back for one more show here at the Tibbetts with the Ben Daniels Band. And Jeff, since last we talked, actually, kind of an interesting mix here. You, on Broadway, got a Tony nomination for God of Carnage. You've got an Emmy Award for the HBO series The Newsroom, and coming out in November, Dumb and Dumber 2. You finished the movie there. Interesting mix.
Yeah, far too busy for a man my age, yeah.
And an interesting combination of those three elements in there.
Yeah, just completely. Whatever the critics may be thinking of me, they're completely confused by the transition from Will McAvoy to Harry Dunn. Yeah.
Within that, when you're doing one of those, do you like compartmentalize yourself a little bit? Okay, here now I'm you know this guy in this movie, and then I come here and do this. Or how does it flow for you as an actor when you do that?
It's the more simple you make it, to not go too deep into the acting theory of it, but compartmentalize is a good word. It's really just professional make believe. That's all we're doing. And when you're doing Will McAvoy, Harry Dunn isn't anywhere near the building.
Yeah.
And Will is doing what Will would do, and this is what Will would say, and this is what Will thinks. And so then you go to Harry Dunn, and McAvoy isn't anywhere near there.
Yeah.
Nor should he be. Why would Mill... Though I have fantasized about Will McAvoy sitting in a diner and then having Harry Dunn walk in and the only seat available is in Will McAvoy's booth. And having Harry sit down and go, what are we eating? You know? So it really is, Harry Dunn doesn't know he's stupid. Harry Dunn doesn't know he's funny. And so you become this other guy.
Yeah.
Same thing that McAvoy is. So you just become them, and it's, you know, the trick is being as believable as possible in both roles.
Yeah. Well, you're on stage at the Tibbetts again with your guitar, the harmonica, and whatever else musically you'll bring with you. And the first show started out, actually, as a fundraiser for Purple Rose and kind of took off. I know it's built beyond that for you, and especially during the screenwriters' strike. You had a little extra time to be on the road. But now you've kind of taken it to a new level, and I would think kind of fun, with your son being involved with you on tour.
Well, just the father-son aspect. The fact that I have a son, have a child that even wants to be with me, in his 20s, is gold. But the Ben Daniels Band, they've been out on their own for about 7-8 years. And I have a show acoustically where I come out by myself. I have one with a mandolin fiddle player and upright bass. I have that one. But there are songs that I can't do unless I have a band. And so Ben's band is the band, and he's not going to open for me. We're all walking out together, and they're going to be featured, and a lot of these songs are songs that are funny, that get the audience up. I mean, we'll do stuff like Big Bass Shuffle, but it'll be the band version of it. You know, Big Bass Shuffle, that drunken dance mm-hmm. they do in the UP. And I've written some other ones that are going to be fun to do, and the audience will enjoy, because, you know, it's a night out for them. And if we don't give them a great night out where they feel entertained, then we've failed. And so that's the whole goal of what we're going to do when we put the show together here in the next few weeks,
yeah.
Is make sure this is aimed right at the audience so that they can walk out with smiles on their faces.
Yeah, musically for you, how has it changed a little bit? I mean, because you've had some of the really point stuff, you know, Kathy, to if William Shatner can do it, I can do it too. It's been kind of all over the place. Has your music evolved since you've been doing these concert tours?
Yeah, and I think what we're going to do with the tour with Ben's band is there's going to be some more music. A lot of times, certainly early on with the Shatner song and a few of the other ones, is that I had to undercut those that are going, oh, God, an actor singing.
Yeah.
And I have to go, I'm going to head you off at the pass. I'm going to deal with that right away. And so here's funny. Here's more funny. Here's something even funnier. Are y'all relaxed now? Okay, great. Here comes a song that's a little more serious, a little more musical.
Yeah.
But I had to win them over, and rightfully so. I mean, there are actors who are out there failing miserably as musicians, and in a way you kind of go on stage with two strikes against you. But now I can play some of these songs where and certainly having played guitar for over 30 years, the music's there and the songwriting's there. If I've learned over the years that I can write songs, whether they're funny or not, and that they can connect with an audience. And if they don't connect with an audience, they're cut from the set. But I know how to do that. I've learned that I know how to do that. And so part of the fun of this will be throwing some stuff at the audience where they're going, wow, we had no idea he could do that. Yeah. And then drop in the funny so that they're entertained, and then follow that with something else that they haven't heard that they're going, how do I get that? That's the goal anyway going in.
Chelsea's Jeff Daniels on the line with us at the Tibbetts on the 21st of August for the one show, and with his son Ben Daniels with him on stage in the band. Broadway for you, behind the camera for you, or in front of the camera, I guess, for film. Yeah. Which are you liking better right now?
Well, it's certainly, for me personally, it's a golden time as an actor. I will not get a role more challenging than the one I had doing Newsroom with Will McAvoy. I'm sure I'll be challenged again, but it'll never surpass it. It's a great, great gig, great role, tailored for me by a great screenwriter in Aaron Sorkin. Dumb and Dumber, to go from Will McAvoy to Harry Dunn, and in what I hope is a sequel that pays off as much and is equal to the first one for those who like the first one. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen to guys my age. And so I'm greatly appreciative of the fact that it's happening, and I'm enjoying every minute for as long as it lasts. The theater, a great run with The God of Carnage on Broadway with James Gandolfini, and that was special. I don't know if I'll ever top that experience, critically and from an audience perspective. The music is always going to be there. That's not going to change. I can do that for another 10 years and be very, very, very happy. The acting is, you're always at the mercy of people who bring projects to you, and are they good enough, and are the people good enough, does it get the ratings, do the critics like it? You're at the mercy of others. The music, I'm in complete control of it.
Yeah. So
I enjoy that.
Are you getting stuff checked off your bucket list right now, or is it still a pretty long list?
I did something the other day. What did I do on the bucket list? Oh, I took a 65-mile ride on my Vespa in through the canyons of L.A., yeah,
okay.
Santa Monica Mountains. Yeah, I had a scooter, a Vespa, out in L.A. during Newsroom, which everyone thought I was crazy. But, yeah, I rode all the way. God, I'd bore you with where I went, but it was 65 miles. It was reminiscent of me and Jim on the scooter through Colorado.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I remember getting off the Vespa at the end of the night going, well, check that off the bucket list, yeah.
Oh, by the way, I just saw on Facebook a clip from that first movie with Jim showing up on the scooter, and you're standing there, except they superimposed LeBron James' face.
Oh, I saw that.
Did you see that? Isn't that great?
Oh, I thought that was hysterical. Yeah.
So you are now part of mainstream culture.
Yeah, yeah. As close as I'm going to get to LeBron, I think.
There you go. It looked pretty real, too.
It did. Wow. When LeBron turns his head, it's hysterical. Yeah.
You guys doing a little tour with Dumb and Dumber, too, or how's that going to work out when you release
movie? Dumb and Dumber Newsroom comes out in November. About a week later, Dumb and Dumber 2 is released domestically, and they're going to send us out middle of October on, and for the mid-November opening. I know we're doing a lot of talk shows, international, we're doing a lot of press. There'll be, I hope there's SNL. I don't know that we've booked that yet, but yeah, we're trying.
Well, we're glad you're here first. Thursday, August 21st, looking forward to it on stage. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, thanks, Ken.
Appreciate it. Internationally known and LeBron James known, Jeff Daniels with us. AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.